You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Students in the universities of Wisconsin system will need to pay more for housing, food, and extra fees next year. Last week, the UW Board of Regents approved price increases for room and board, in addition to other fees beginning next semester. Prices will increase by nearly 3% on average, with most students being on the hook for about $300 more. Universities of Wisconsin officials are also not ruling out potential tuition increases amid an unsteady federal funding situation. And the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says it has not received a response from the Department of Education after refusing to sign a request clarifying that it is in compliance with the Trump administration's policies on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The agency had previously announced it would not be signing the certification request. If the DPI does not comply with the policies, Wisconsin's public schools could lose crucial federal funding. And the NFL draft is tomorrow. Visitors have already arrived in Northeast Wisconsin. Lombardi Avenue, from Military to Homegrown Way, is now completely closed in both directions. But pedestrian traffic along the NFL draft fence is still allowed. Information on road closures, parking, traffic patterns, shuttle services, and more is all available on the NFL One Pass app. Here's Lisa Hale with more from the Fox Valley.
Other parts of New Wisco, like the Fox Cities, are also involved.
So we were there from the get-go because they knew they needed, you know, when you look at the size of a Detroit, you know, what the Fox Cities become is a suburb. So they knew, you know, we had the extra hotel rooms and the extra airlift, so the two airports could kind of work together and bring people in.
That's Pam Seidel, executive director of the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau. Seidel says there are plenty of hotel rooms, lots of things to do, and shuttle buses to and from the draft. Visit foxcities.org for information.
The legislature's Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing on Wisconsin DEI audits. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Republican committee co-chairs Senator Eric Wimberger and Representative Robert Wittke say the hearing will be held Wednesday at the Capitol. Audits released this month found that state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. In a statement, Wimberger and Wittke say agencies pushing DEI initiatives need to be held accountable. The audit showed that the UW system spent $12.5 million related to salaries and compensation for roles with DEI functions. The reports come amid a push by President Donald Trump to end federal government support for DEI programs.
And after the closure of the regional Head Start office in Chicago, which serves Wisconsin, Senator Tammy Baldwin is looking for answers. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program to the tune of nearly $1 billion nationwide, causing some centers to close.
And there are nearly 300 Head Start centers in the state, serving about 15,000 children. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the rate of babies being born with congenital syphilis is increasing in the state, while the overall number of sexually transmitted infections decreases. DHS officials say they're sharing the data to encourage more testing and prevention efforts to keep residents healthy. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has affirmed that Governor Tony Evers has the power to veto individual words, numbers, and punctuation in proposed bills. Republican lawmakers challenged that power after Evers used his partial veto to lock in a school funding increase for the next 400 years in 2023. They have also proposed a constructional amendment seeking to limit that power. The partial veto increased how much revenue K-12 schools can raise per student by $325 every year until 2024-25. And Green Bay isn't alone when it comes to the excitement of the draft tomorrow. Appleton is getting in on the action, too. Lisa Hale has more.
If the thing keeping you from going to the NFL draft near Lambeau Field this week is the drive, the traffic, and the thought of trying to park, the Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau has the solution, said Pam Seidel, executive director of the CVB.
Everybody knows where Fox River Mall is. They've given us the whole section of their parking lot. We've got six coach buses, real easy trip up, you know, on both Thursday and Friday. And
the shuttle service will cost $60 round trip. To reserve your shuttle seat from the Fox River Mall to the draft and back, visit foxcities.org.
And visitors have already arrived in Northeast Wisconsin in preparation for all of the festivities. Lombardi Avenue, from Military to Homegrown Way, is now completely closed in both directions. Only pedestrian traffic is allowed along the NFL draft fence. Information on road closures, parking, traffic patterns, shuttle services, and more is all available on the NFL One Pass app. And the weather in the Fox Valley is looking a little wet. Pack the poncho. The legislature's Joint Legislative Audit Committee will hold a hearing on Wisconsin DEI audits. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Republican committee co-chairs Senator Eric Wimberger and Representative Robert Wittke say the hearing will be held Wednesday at the Capitol. Audits released this month found that state agencies and the universities of Wisconsin failed to track money spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. In a statement, Wimberger and Wittke say agencies pushing DEI initiatives need to be held accountable. The audit showed that the UW system spent $12.5 million related to salaries and compensation for roles with DEI functions. The reports come amid a push by President Donald Trump to end federal government support for DEI programs.
And after the closure of the regional Head Start office in Chicago, which serves Wisconsin, Senator Tammy Baldwin is looking for answers. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Head Start centers in Wisconsin have received less money so far in 2025 compared to the same period of time as last year. Senator Tammy Baldwin said that so far, $34.5 million has been sent out so far this year. Last year at this time, nearly $70 million had been provided. Baldwin said that the 50% decrease in funding for Wisconsin Head Start centers is part of the Trump administration's strategy to defund the program to the tune of nearly $1 billion nationwide, causing some centers to close.
And there are nearly 300 Head Start centers in the state, serving about 15,000 children. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the rate of babies being born with congenital syphilis is increasing in the state, while the overall number of sexually transmitted infections decreases. DHS officials say they're sharing the data to encourage more testing and prevention efforts to keep residents healthy. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers blast the Giants. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball last night in San Francisco. Top of the sixth. Bases loaded. Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
2-2 coming. Fly ball center field. Back goes Lee. He is still back. And it is gone. A grand slam for Christian Yelich opens this ball game wide open.
It was Yelich's first grand slam in 3 years. Milwaukee went on to win 11-3 over the Giants. A lot of contributions from the crew. Pat Murphy.
Terang sticks out. Yelich sticks out. Those guys were amazing. Bowers getting a start once in a while and hit a homer later in the game to keep adding on. A lot of good Durbin. A lot of good offensive performances today.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Pacers 123-115. Indiana leads the series 2-0. Game 3 Friday night.
We'll just see. I'm very confident about this series. There.
At Stock Rivers with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I identify with that film in which there is an implicit reference to St. Francis. Those are the words of Pope Francis, who passed away last Monday at the age of 88. The Pope is referring to the film La Strada by Federico Fellini, which was his favorite. As it turns out, he was quite the cinema buff. The Pope said in an interview about 10 years ago he was always a fan of movies dating back to his childhood in South America, adding that he owes his love for the big screen to his parents for taking him to the theater at an early age. Pope Francis said he identified with the teachings of St. Francis of Assisi due to the themes of love and suffering. Probably no surprise, that was the inspiration for his chosen papal name. Video game adaptations are alive and well, and it seems they will be with us for a long time, or until they run out of video games to adapt. Universal Studios is jumping into said world and teaming up with director Michael Bay and producer Sydney Sweeney to bring OutRun to the big screen. There is no cast attached yet, as the project is in the early stages of development. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. The critically acclaimed show Heartstopper, which ran for 3 seasons on Netflix, will wrap everything up with a feature film. The show follows the stories of Charlie, an openly gay student, and his schoolmate Nick, a rugby player. Joe Locke and Kit Connor, who starred in the TV show, will both appear in the film, which will also be under the Netflix banner, and will pick up where season 3 left off. If you're looking for something that is a bit mindless, but a good shoot-'em-up with a feel-good ending, check out A Working Man. The film stars Jason Statham as a mild-mannered construction worker, single father, and former Special Forces soldier charged with finding his boss's kidnapped daughter. The movie is a bit stereotypical, but seems to throw out one challenge after another as Statham's character works his way through the hierarchy of a criminal enterprise. A Working Man received about 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, which seems about right, but it's a fun watch. The film is now available to rent on various streaming platforms. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We'll see a little sunshine this morning with scattered afternoon showers or even a thunder shower possible. Our high today in the upper 60s. Tonight, scattered showers with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, more scattered rain with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.